Thank you and for joining me for April's Amen Recovery, Spiritual Recovery newsletter. And April is a very special month. God, higher power, shows His grace in many ways. We have the high holy days of Passover, the ending of Lent with the culmination of the Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, Ramadan, as well as spring. All the above can lead to a deeper understanding, a transformation of consciousness. Spring is God's continuous way to show us all His love, the metaphor of life being resurrected and transformed. Here in the Northeast, life has been asleep, dormant. Animals, for the most part, have been in some form of hibernation. Plant life, non-existence, humans have slowed down outside activities, and I'm not even addressing the effect of the COVID pandemic, which has basically put the world into a hibernated state in some form or another. This, too, is God's love, although many cannot see it. I'll touch on that at the end of this newsletter. But back to spring for now and the resurrection of life. The four seasons we experience is an outward sign they have made. They have been taken for granted, but it's also a symbolic sign of our spiritual journey, our transformation of becoming fully human. Spring represents new life. Summer represents the experience of this new life. Fall is the harvest of those experiences of the new life, and winter reminds us of the darkness that is still of the world of duality, and what we can do during this time of winter will either enlighten us more or continue to let the darkness dim the light within. In 12-step programs where I've helped sponsor others through the 12 steps, I've often had to tell them to fire that God of their understanding. But the understanding and belief that they had at that time, they were unable to have a kind of relationship needed to open their hearts to love. No one can have a loving relationship with someone they fear or resent. Religion, spirituality, and faith are about a love affair. It's not some business or meritorious transaction. True romanticism is love of God. Everything else is but a reflection of that, and at most times we're caught looking at the mirage in the desert, believing, desiring, and feeling that the love we look for on the outside will fulfill us. But that calling, desire, is really a calling of God from within. Having a loving relationship in this world is good, but it will never complete you as the loving relationship with God does. The love of another, including God, reduces our defense mechanisms. In those loving relationships, we learn to accept failure, our failure, and failures of our loved ones. Seeing God, the light, in each other is the seed. Accepting the failure is the infusion of humility. There are three stages of this type of transformation as we climb the spiritual ladder. The willingness to see God in all things, the faith that allows us to do something that we're not prepared to do or think we cannot do, but do it anyway. And finally, the gift of grace, the benefits of seeing it all as Him. Back to Passover, Lent, crucifixion, resurrection of the Christ, and Ramadan. First Passover. This year's Passover starts at the end of March and ends in early April. But in short, Passover is the remembrance of liberation from the bondage and slavery, and freedom from slavery. The Israelites were freed from slavery, but still had to travel 40 years in the desert before finding the promised land. As with many religious recollections of the past, there is always, let's say, the black and white version and the living color version. The black and white version is the words on the page and what they tell us in that format. The living color is the meaning behind the black and white. The liberation of bondage is not only from the Egyptians, but also from oneself, our false self. The scripture tells us it took 40 years of wandering in the desert to find the promised land. the time frame of 40 years have several meanings, but two of them can be the time needed for a new generation to arise or a new consciousness to emerge, as well as other interpretations. Remember, the 40 years was also used with Noah and the Ark. The desert is not just a geological place, but a symbol of aridity, dryness, possibly a lack of faith. Remember, the Israelites and the false god. The finding of the Promised Land is not only a geological find, but a transformation of the Israelites' true faith and relationship in and of God, which reigned for some time. And when that relationship was diminished, for whatever reason, their direct relationship with God, too, was diminished. God, once again, wanting the Israelites' direct love, which was diminished due to the misleading authorities, came in human form as Jesus of Nazareth. The Unlimited condensed himself into a limited human body to once again show us how to love each other and to love him directly. The 40 days before Lent, which is the time that we prepare ourselves for the new understanding or consciousness to come, the crucifixion, this was a time where the Christians symbolically and realistically faced the unconscious values that undermine our emotional programs for happiness and begin to change them. Just as we might think our emotional programming of loving others will fulfill us somehow, the false self condition us to think that we can create our own survival, security, affection, esteem, power, and control. The crucifixion of Jesus was an act of redemption for all of mankind, to awaken us to the direct relationship with God, removing any authority to show us a new life after the bondage of the false self. Of course, there's so much more meaning in these holy events, but please do pardon me for editing them down to just a few words. I mean no offense. Ramadan is another period of time for those of that faith to reflect, devote more time to prayer and reading the Holy Quran, pouring less time to the body it needs and its pleasures. The ultimate result of Ramadan in the holy days is to focus more on our relationship with God and less on the false self. Back to COVID and how this can be seen as God's love. It's all about consciousness. During this past year, when you reflect back, did you use the impediment of the things you normally do and could not to help transform your consciousness? Were your thoughts leading you towards the light or towards the fear and shadows of the world? Every day we are given the choice of how to see life. And these are some words from a saint. Be afraid of nothing, hating no one, giving love to all, feeling the love of God, seeing his presence in everyone, and having but one desire for his constant presence in the temple of your consciousness. That is the way to live in this world, by Paramahansa Yogananda. Only love. Thank you.